Hey, Mama, are you noticing that your daughter does not listen to your advice quite as much as she used to? Do you find yourself watching her take the advice of others, intrigued by what she sees on social media, or even share with you that her friend, her bestie, or her groups of friends have shared with her that gives them more clout than your own advice? Yes, Mama, this is the stage of teenhood where they're discovering influences outside of the family unit. Today, we're going to talk about the types of influences that are impacting and influencing your teen girl right now. And I'm going to leave you with four ways to navigate through them with her. Hang tight. I know you're frustrated with how your relationship is right now with your teenage daughter. You are struggling to understand her because not too long ago, you both were close. You find yourself not as connected as before. You simply want to understand her better, but your girl gets into shutdown mode and refuses to tell you anything. I want to let you know that there is still hope. You're not alone in this, Mama. Stop feeling guilty for not having the relationship you once had. I want you to start shifting into new ways to create more communication with your girl. I'm going to help you build the trust you desire in your relationship. You are going to understand her better, which will allow you to gain the respect and closeness you so want from her. You will create open communication with your teen daughter and gain the loving relationship you once had. Save the date, mamas. I'm inviting you to attend my free Teen Talk workshop, where you will learn to understand your changing girl, shift your role in the teen stage, and create new communication pathways in order to connect. It's a two-day workshop and it's absolutely free. My desire is for you to be equipped with tools and understanding so you can create open communication with your girl and gain the trust you have in your relationship. Sign up now and save your seat at jeanniebaldomero.com/teentalkworkshop. That's JeanniebaldoMero.com/teentalkworkshop. Go now. Hey, Mama. Welcome to Raising Her Confidently. Do you want to have open communication with your teen daughter? Do you find yourself constantly thinking about how to talk to your teen? Or why your girl is not opening up to you? Do you wake up with confident intentions only to feel confused and frustrated when all you get are one-word answers from your daughter again? Hey, I'm Jeannie. I too was a mom raising young teens. I too felt grieved by the loss of my sweet, talkative little girl. I wanted her to come to me about anything, even if she was scared, and listen to my advice. But I kept thinking, she won't listen to me, and I don't know how to approach her until I found tools to create open communication. In this podcast, you will find how to connect and talk to your teen and create a safe space for her to go to so that you will have that close relationship you dreamed of. Go grab your glass of Merlot and throw off those fuzzy slippers and let's dig in together. Mama, we're going to talk about influences today. Now that we understand that, you know, our girls are going through some changes, they've shifted their focus and have this lens taken, you know, widen so that she can discover what's out there. She's now discovering other influences that are out in the world besides our own within the family unit, within and close family friends, and even if you grew up in the church, beyond the church, right? So let's dive into the types of influences that can potentially shape the way your girl thinks. So first, what is an influence? What is influence? Influence is the capacity to have an effect on the character, development, or behavior of someone or something. Now, for me, the summer going into eighth grade, it was magazines. That was my influence at the time. I mean, those things I have to explain to my kids. This is what a magazine is, and this is what we use as a form of entertainment during our time where they have the smartphone and social media. We had our magazines. It was 17 and Teen Beat magazine for me. The models and the information influenced me to have my glow up. The summer going into eighth grade is where I had my glow up. And thank you, 17 Magazine and Teen Beat, for that influence. Well, why don't you think about it, Mama? What were some of your influences? Do you remember during your time? Was it magazines like me? Or maybe it was other things like MTV or VH1. Do you remember those where they played videos on these things, these two boxes called TVs? And I bet you can identify what are some current influences your daughter is experiencing now. Maybe here are some examples. Social media platforms like TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. Maybe the Instagram stories or reels, right? That they're so obsessed with. Maybe it's texting their friends. Maybe it's peers, peer groups, even mentors. If they're part of a growth group through their church, family, relatives, church, teachers, counselors, schools, TV, movies. Those are all types of influences that are shaping your girl's thoughts. So according to this Pew Research study, the survey said that 95% of 13 to 17-year-olds have access to a smartphone, and a similar share of 97% use at least one of seven major online platforms that they have access to. So it's no wonder we struggle with competing with technology. Nowadays, it's technology. Before, it was magazines. And makes it even more difficult because they're already, you know, this is the generation, like I talked about a couple of episodes ago about Generation Alpha, that is digitally native, and we compete with the limitless influences at their fingertips. For us, it was minimum, right? What was right in front of us? Maybe access to the TV. But for them, it's endless because of the access they have to the internet. Many teens, according to this survey, say they are online almost constantly. And you probably agree with that, with their phone stuck to their hand or on their laptop or on an iPad. Back then, it was YouTube, and I have to beg to differ. It's probably Instagram or TikTok, and watching these reels as their top social media platform. This is for 13 to 17-year-olds. 45% of them say they're almost constantly on there, several times a day. Several times a day. So that is what we are battling with. If you haven't noticed, try taking this privilege away. Have you ever tried restricting them or grounding them from the privilege of access to technology or to the social platform or taking their phone away? It's madness. They absolutely go berserk. Or is it just my kids? Now, at the time of this study, the top three platforms was YouTube, Instagram, and Snapchat. Now, in recent times, TikTok, I beg to differ, is the top as highly utilized platform, being Instagram. Why is this so important to know? We can be aware and involve ourselves with these platforms and get to know what they're all about. If you don't have an account already, I personally am not on TikTok all the time, but I do have an account just so I can see what exactly is going on there, so I can be well informed and know how I can approach and talk about the things that my daughter may be exposed to. About 3 in 10, 31% say the effect on people their own age has been mostly positive. So 31% say, well, this has been a positive experience. 24% say it's been mostly negative, and 45% would agree that it's been both positive and negative to be on these social platforms. Many teens who say social media has had a positive effect say a major reason they feel this way is because it helps them stay connected with family and friends. Valid point, and that's fair. 40% of teens who say social media has a positive effect say this. For those who see the effect of social media as negative, the most common reason cited is that it leads to bullying and rumor spreading. And that's about 27% of teens who say that social media has had a negative impact on them. Now, this helps in contributing to a growth of anxiety and depression within our kids. Knowing about the developmental needs of our kids during this stage and the need of independence and control, our girls are seeking influences in places that is easiest, that is appealing, that is attractive, and answers This is where they get their answers of their curiosity or need. They are finding value and their place in the world through these influences. They long to be noticed and they go to great lengths to gather attention. Maybe you've noticed that with your daughter too. We haven't really covered peer pressure and the environments our girls are subject to at school. So a study conducted by Alfred University, 48% of high schoolers have been subject to hazing as part of their attempt to fit in. And in order to join any type of group, they are forced to do something, some type of illegal or dangerous activity, okay? Surprisingly, I mean, I don't think my kids have experienced that, but 48% of high schoolers have said that. Surprising, a high number of that group are cheerleaders. Oh, and as a former cheerleader, that is so disappointing to hear. So disappointing. What is also surprising is the research presented to the American Sociological Association, Ways to Win Prestige in High School. 82% females say it's in sports. So for them to get the attention that they need or they want and get the prestige, 82% of the females say from sports, 41% say it's from grades and intelligence, and 48% say it's attractiveness for males to gain, It's attractiveness from males to gain popularity. That's what matters to them. Teenagers value the opinion of their peers way more than what they hear at home. They desperately want to fit in. Although you can't completely remove the influences of peers, there are ways we can release some of that pressure from our end, right? When I look at the stats above, sports and grades are all good things, but how is it that our girls feel that pressure? Does it start at school? Does it start in the team? They want to fit in, and as parents, are we fueling that desire? Are we inadvertently putting that pressure on them? Mark Gregston is the author of Tough Guys and Drama Queens, who I will be, I love his book, and I've learned so much from it, and a lot of the content that I have here, and even in my Talk to Your Girl Team framework, has been influenced by Mark Gregston. And the message of, he says, the message of perfection fuels the attitude and appearance, and perfection are priority for relationship with others. I'll say that one more time because I think I botched it the first time. He says, the message of perfection fuels the attitude that appearance and perfection are priority for relationships with others. He basically is saying, we are affirming their value, that it comes from what they do and not who they are. This can come from what they see from us. Remember, I always say, hey, what you want to see out of your daughter, make sure that you're doing it yourself. Are we modeling that same thing? So now that we've briefly gone through the plethora of influences coming at our girl, what can we do to help navigate them through it? One, create a sense of belonging at home. As much as they act and say they don't want to be left alone, our teens want us to be a part of their lives, and they want to know that you want to be. They want to know that you want to be, good or bad, so through sickness and health, right? So through sickness and death or health, whatever it is, I'm botching that. But either good or bad actions and decisions on their part, they want your attention. Two, core values. What are your core values that you've established within your family? There will be a negative impact on certain kids no matter what the influences are, unless they have established values as a guide. If they know what responsibility is like, if you value kindness in your family, if you have a faith, a family life based on faithfulness and your spiritual walk, then they know how to measure their influences up against that. It's a guide for them to measure what's coming at them, to be able to judge. And it goes into my third point of establishing healthy boundaries. establishing healthy boundaries around these influences, which also includes how much to allow them to have these type of influences like social media. How much time do we allow? Do we even allow them to have an account? And how old do you need to be to have that account? And what type of supervision are you going to have around that social media account, right? In one of my episodes, I talk about easing your daughter into having technology and a social media platform, because we do want to equip them with something that they're eventually going to have, or even make the decision to whether or not they're going to have it, but not by chance, right? Not by chance. We want to be able to equip them so they can have the reality of making the proper decisions when they become adults. And they have the freedom to choose, because you set these boundaries, you're giving them the freedom to choose within those boundaries and experiment with what butts up against their values during this time, right? An example is friendships. You know, am I allowing a certain person's advice or what they're getting me to do? Can I judge based on the values I've grown up with to judge whether or not that is something I'm all about or not? And am I allowed to experiment with certain friendships to decide whether or not this is going to be a friendship worth investing in, right? And number four, conversations. Having those conversations to challenge their thoughts. Asking the right questions to get them to think on their own. Challenging them with the influences around them, getting curious what they think about it. Don't you want to know what they really want to think about and not what they think you want to hear? So having those conversations to challenge their thoughts. Now you're probably wondering, Mama, okay, I can't even get her to talk, let alone challenge her with her thoughts. Well, that's what Talk to Your Teen Girl framework is all about. To help create open communication, and you get to, so that you can have these types of conversations, so that you can truly understand the types of influences that are impacting the decisions your girl is making on a day-to-day and how it's shaping her during this time. So, Mama, I hope these tips have helped you and giving you a better understanding of really what's coming at your girl. Not only is technology coming at them, but so are peer influences, and whether it be in groups and social settings, and how you can help navigate through them by creating the sense of belonging, reminding her of her core values, right? Establishing those core values so she can make those decisions of the influences coming at her. Establishing healthy boundaries to have the freedom to experiment within those boundaries, and having those conversations to challenge their thoughts. What are you going to do, Mama? Which of the four are you going to start with your girl? Maybe it's just experimenting what type of influences are out there, making a list of these influences that are coming at your girl and doing the research to learn more about them. Or going back to your core values, what exactly did you teach your girl? What are the important things that you want her to carry with her, right? Or establishing those healthy boundaries. Maybe you haven't set some boundaries around social media quite yet, or even considered it. Now is the time to lay out those boundaries so that when the time comes, they're is a set amount of expectations around them. Mama, don't forget, sign up for the free 2-day Teen Talk workshop at jeanniebaldomero.com/Teen Talk Workshop. I'll see you in a few. Hey friend, if this podcast inspired you or encouraged you or helped you in any way, I'd love for you to share it. You can screenshot this episode and share it in your stories on social media, or text it to a friend who can use the support. It's the best way you can thank me. I want to let other mamas know they are not alone. I'd love to stay connected with you. You can find me on Instagram at Jeannie Baldomero, or join my free mom support community at linktree.com/Jeannie Baldomero. Until next time, live full of grace, Jeannie.